The Internet Tax Battle. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm Bob Collins, in today for John Gordon. Cash-strapped states are targeting Internet merchants. Several are considering bills that would levy sales taxes on digital downloads. Under a Supreme Court ruling, states can only force online merchants to collect sales taxes if they have a bricks-and-mortar presence in the state. In Minnesota, for example, a bill being considered by the legislature would add a sales tax to downloads from iTunes and Walmart. Minneapolis Representative Jim Dabney is the bill's author.
There's 13 states, as I understand it, that have started taxing digital downloads by statute, including Microsoft's own Washington state, as well as a number of other states, maybe as many as seven, who claim that they already have the authority to tax digital downloads. Mm-hmm. So it seems to be an idea that is picking up steam across the country.
And that's a bad thing, according to Steve DelBianco, the executive director of NetChoice, a coalition of some of the biggest online corporations.
One of the main reasons states shouldn't tax digital downloads is that a download is about the greenest way you can possibly get your music, movies, books, games, and software. You burn no gasoline and spew no carbon when you drive to the store. And for that matter, there's no store that has to be heated and cooled. There's no delivery trucks to get to the stores or bring the stuff to your home. And there's no plastics or packaging to dispose of. For an hour's worth of music, digital goods have about a third of the carbon footprint of buying a CD at a store. And RIAA says that 200 million pounds of carbon were saved in the year 2007 by Americans who downloaded instead of going to the store to buy a CD.
Mm-hmm. But that wouldn't change, would it? If in Minnesota case again, it's I think 6.5%. So if a song cost $1.05 or instead of 99 cents, folks wouldn't go off to the store, would they?
It's hard to say whether people would change their habits for an extra 6 or 8 cents on a dollar's worth of downloads. But ordinarily, we don't tax things we want to encourage; we tax things we want to discourage. And I think we want to encourage digital delivery as a superior environmental alternative than going to a store. And there's also the notion that a digital delivery tax will increase the cost of some online information services that budget-weary consumers really need in this economy. For instance, online access to consumerreports.org is about $6 a month. And adding a tax on that not only increases that cost, but it's not taxed at all if I just buy the magazine subscription. Now, the online is taxable, the magazine is not. You start to create a difference there.
The fairness argument is not lost on Jim Dabney, the Minneapolis state representative, but he uses it to support the concept that DelBianco opposes, also on a fairness issue.
The high-tech industry and retailers have argued that it's not fair because it's not one national standard that they would be able to apply across the country, and instead they would have to deal with it state by state. That's true, but I don't find that to be a reason for me to pay sales tax when I buy a CD in a store here at home, but not pay sales tax when I buy that same music online.
Of course, this is simply a question of when the retailer must collect the sales tax. That's different from when a consumer should pay a tax for Internet purchases. Consumers who live in a state that collects sales tax are technically required to pay the tax to the state, even when an Internet retailer doesn't collect it. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. For John Gordon, I'm Bob Collins.